Oh. Informus Obscurum on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I am your host, a voice in the abyss. All right, so we just had a set of a couple tracks of Black and Roll, the somewhat subgenre of black metal that's more rock oriented. So in order, we had Immortal playing Within the Dark Mind. That's more true black metal, I guess you could say, but it is rock-oriented. Then follow that up with Abbat, two tracks from two different albums, Ashes of the Damned and Land of Chem. And then we finished off with Satyricon, with Fuel for Hatred and King. So, both of these bands are also from Norway. That song, Fuel for Hatred, the first Satyricon song, was another one of these that was featured on Headbangers Ball Volume 2, alongside that Dimmu Borgir song that I mentioned and played earlier. I always really liked that song. I don't know, just that tinny tone and rock and roll song-oriented kind of black metal. So the first couple albums, I think the first three Satyricon albums, were that traditional black metal kind of style. And they were doing stuff in the 90s, but then in 99, I think that's when they made a harder shift to the black and roll style. This is a band's only ever had two official core members, Satyr and Frost, with Satyr apparently being the main songwriter and multi-instrumentalist, probably writing parts for like synth, guitar, bass, and performing the vocal duties, and then Frost on the drums. So, I read there that they are the first Norwegian black metal band to have signed a multinational record label. And that's not very black metal of them at all. But even then, since then, you know, by Satyr's own admission, the music is more rock-oriented black metal. In the style of Bathory and these other maybe first-wave black metal bands, less, you know, not trying to keep it true cult. And then, like, I was just happening upon something maybe on a Reddit feed recently. Someone wondering, like, how or why Satyricon is so popular. But it's that second track that I played, King, which I think is by and far their most popular song. It's their one that really launched them into that mainstream, as it was highly popular and very catchy. And then Abbat. So that Abbat was the frontman and a founder of Immortal. So we had that trans Immortal and then going into Abbat. They have that similar kind of sound, which makes sense. Abbat would have been a primary songwriter. But he left Immortal in 2015 to perform under the moniker Abbat, which has that similar sound to Immortal, but leans much more heavily into the black and roll kind of sound. I really like Abbat. It's very fun. Once again, very wintry. It's easy listening. You know what? What is this? What is this? I think I hear something. Let's listen in. Oh, is that Santa Claus? Has he come early? Oh, okay. Well, I guess he left us some presents early. That jolly old elf must be a mean son of a gun to bring us presents this early. We got some presents. We have some new singles from some bands. One new one from Archspire, a new one from Megadeth, and we're going to follow that up with a new one from Zenith Passage, which is my favorite gift of this holiday season. So we'll start off with Carrion Ladder by Archspire. Okay.
standing tall. I don't care if you take the fall. I don't care who you try to blame. I don't care, I don't play that game. I don't care if you're wrong or right. I don't care if you came to fight. I don't care if you call my bluff. I don't care if you I'm a hero.
hope you enjoyed those Christmas gifts, those non-black metal Christmas gifts, but good gifts nonetheless. Those tracks were Carrion Ladder by Archspire, followed by I Don't Care by Megadeth, and then followed up with Fleshbound Reliquary by Zenith Passage. Archspire released that single, Carrion Ladder, just this past week in anticipation of their new album releasing in April 10th, 2026. The track didn't blow me away, but it's still Archspire, and I like the style. I have a lot of fun listening to them and going to see them when they come through. They're always very funny. The new Megadeth sounds like it's going to be fun. I haven't been excited for a Megadeth release in quite a while, but this one sounds cool. It's catching my ear. It sounds like old Dave is pissed off again, and truth be told, when is he not pissed off? But he's ready to shred. If you haven't seen it, the album art is hilarious and so adolescent. You know, Dave never change. So this time Vic Rattlehead is just flipping us off right in our face. That's it. I love it. It just so personifies who Dave Mustaine is. Finally, our last Christmas present was Fleshbound Reliquary, the single released by The Zenith Passage, released a couple weeks ago. There's insane grooves in this track. I love it so much. Sensational tech death out of Los Angeles. As far as I know, no new album has been announced yet, but this bodes well as for something hopefully happening in the works for the future. And I'm incredibly stoked, as their last album, 2023's Dad Elysium, blew my socks off. I love that one so much. All right, next, so we're going to get back into the black metal. We're going to listen to some old-school, first-wave black metal. And in that, we're going to listen to some Bathory. Three tracks, each one from a different early album. Yeah, we'll take a listen. It's a bit out there.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is Informus Obscurum. I am your host, A Voice in the Abyss. All right, so that was Bathory. One of the OG black metal bands. Fronted and founded by Quarthon. Bathory held this same, you know, they're pushing the genre, the boundary space of metal, along with bands like Venom and Hellhammer and Merciful Fate. You know, lyrics of the occult and devilish and paganism, all that kind of stuff. Obviously, Merciful Fate had a different approach, but Venom also had this similar kind of style as what did Scott Ian of Anthrax say? I think it was in one of those metal documentaries, but when he first heard Venom, it was something like, it sounded like someone was dragging a shovel on the sidewalk. And that's what Bathory sounds like to me. It's still, I'm going to work at it, but it's going to take some time for me to fully enjoy Bathory. It's intensely or decidedly anti-commercial. And another one of those bands that feels like it's actively hostile to the listener. Like, they dare us to like it. But many of the second wave black metal bands have credited Bathory as a main driving influence in their music. That last track, Pace Till Death, Abbott covered it on, I forget which album, Outstrider or the self-titled Abbott. I don't know. We'll get used to it. But now we're going to come back to present time, to 2025, listen to some new stuff that was released. We have, and this is kind of that, I guess once again, pushing genre boundary space, because this is not true cult black metal. I believe both of these bands are American, even. I know Veilburner is. Is Defacement? I don't know. No, Defacement appears to be from Italy. Veilburner, they recently released Longing for Triumph, Reeking of Tragedy, on the label Transcending Obscurity, and that was released, I think, just a couple weeks ago, and then we'll follow up with a couple of tracks from Defacement, their album Doomed, which came out in August of this year. So, we will start off with the track That Which Crypts Howl's Grandeur from Veilburner.